Well, there's nothing more fun than taking the rag to Rich's stories. I mean, we love those stories where we do makeovers and we take an ugly girl and we make her beautiful. We take an ugly building and we make it beautiful. There's nothing more rewarding than taking an old tired building that looks like it's on its last legs. And over a period of time, within your limited budget, with all the constraints that that brings, to suddenly 5-6 years you walk in and you've got something really unique and really beautiful and very attractive, and it hasn't been like you haven't thrown a pot of money at it to get it there. I mean, anybody can make anything with a pot of money, but when you take something and you slowly nurture it to that point, that's exciting. That's the challenge.
And that's going to enhance his bottom line, because you're not overspending in order to get there quickly.
Yeah, you're not throwing money at it at willy-nilly. You're bringing it along. You're limited to the character of the building, so you can't just throw a pot of money at it. And yet you can slowly bring it along and update it. And every year you do it, it gets better and better, and your rents go up and up. So the bottom line is maybe a slow progression, but you get to the same place, but you get something really unique. The tenants see, well, for instance, I had a tenant say to me the other day, "You really take care of us here. You don't just let it sit the same day after day. Every day you add something new, something interesting. Every day you're working to make this building a better place to live." And so they feel taken care of. They don't feel like, oh, you're taking my rent and everything stops. They're paying their rent and they see that it's a nicer place than when they first rented it. So that gives them a feeling of their money's not just going to the wind, that they're not just being pocketed and taken advantage of, that it's actually... they're living, the place where they work is getting better every day.
How do you share that with the owner? How do you give him an understanding that that's part of your process, part of the value that you bring as a property manager?
That's my challenge. That is my challenge, because the owner doesn't always see that it depends how the owner looks at their building. If you look at a building over a 5-year budget, then you might have some idea of where you're going. But if you take budget year by year by year, you don't often see the broad picture. So sometimes I think it's good to do a budget to guide you, but you need to do projected budgets so you can see the bigger picture. Or you maybe have to do a historical picture of where you were and how it came about.
But you're different from other property managers because you do...
I have a passion for it.
You have that passion.
I have a passion for it. I love to see this poor, tired old building with everybody unhappy and they, you know, it's just, you know, not making a lot of money. Like, and then you slowly, over maybe 5-6 years, you go, you get a compliment. House, you know, you really take care of us here, Liz. It's just fun. It's a passion. It is a passion.